Also today, we'd like to take an extra moment to cover a story that definitely hit very close to home for Bird and I. On Sunday, a good friend of ours was killed in a fall while hiking up Olomana. He was also a fixture among local geeks. Ryan Suinaga was 44, and in addition to his day job as a social worker at Kaiser Permanente, he was an incredibly active participant and organizer on social media services, Twitter in particular.
Ryan joined Twitter in 2007, and though he would say he was an anti-social, he posted over 90,000 messages, the vast majority of them replies to other users, engaged in a seemingly nonstop conversation. Ryan also authored and contributed to many blogs and had documented his pursuit of fitness and happiness online for years. He was still writing software for the Apple II computer, a machine that's now over 30 years old.
But Ryan did distinguish himself for bridging both online and offline communities. He was a constant presence at meetups and tweetups, organizing runs, bike rides, and basketball games and hikes. His last post to Twitter was in fact sent from his last hike, and when he was asked which of Olomana's three peaks the hiking group was tackling, he replied, "All, apparently." His death is a coming of age of sorts for the Hawaii social media community, which is now rallying to find ways to honor his memory.
You know, that coming of age is an important thing, I think, that our social media community is going through. It was even interesting when the news started to come out about a hiker having lost his life on Olomana. And, you know, I think a lot of us knew because we saw a direct message that went around that identified the person. But in respect to the family, that name wasn't really announced or released until later on.
Well, I mean, certainly this is a milestone, a bittersweet one. He was very active and always present, so the silence was notable. Mm-hmm. And I think that from a technological standpoint, there are so many conversations that this brings up. One was that sort of the privacy issue, the respect issue. News travels on Facebook at light speed, and even though the local newspaper and the reporters, the medical examiner can't release information except under strict circumstances, mm-hmm. you can't stop people from sharing, expressing their grief. So that was certainly part of it. And what I found, kind of fascinating and definitely think about a lot more now is that we are our own biographers. I mean, mm-hmm. when you want to find out about someone's life 100 years ago, you're left to what historians have collected, maybe letters. Now you have Facebook, Twitter, Foursquare check-ins where you've been, Flickr photos of the things you're doing. And it was interesting and, I think touching to go through the archive of he wrote a lot of personal things, mm-hmm. so we got to know him and remember him in a number of different ways. People wanted to know how to help him, for example, and they found a tweet where he said, what I'd really like to do is do a scholarship for Buddhist students who mm-hmm. want to do social work. Mm-hmm. And so now Cody Onizuka, one of our friends, is trying to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. Right, and the legacy of Ryan lives on through all of his writings and his posts, and I think for the community at large, for them to really get a feel for who this man was, I mean, that information is still out there and still readily available.
But it might not always be. And right. In fact, up until this Sunday, for me, it was always kind of an academic or intellectual exercise to think about what's called digital estate planning. Mm-hmm. You worry about who gets your house or who gets your car or who gets your information or your documents. You need to think about what happens to your online profiles, your websites, your blogs, your writings, your digital assets. Also, I'm worried, for example, that all the wonderful stories that he's posted might disappear someday.
Exactly. Like you mentioned earlier, Facebook. I mean, a lot of the stuff that's on Facebook right now, what if that's got taken down for some reason?
And to be frank, now both Facebook and Twitter and several of these networks have procedures in place to deal with the death of a user, and they will do what they're told to do. Now, it's a perfectly reasonable decision by the family to delete it, mm-hmm. or a perfectly reasonable decision to keep it up as a memorial, which is something that Facebook can do. But without having any specific direction, you don't know what the person wanted. Mm-hmm. So, I feel like I had that conversation with my wife. I'm a big obnoxious nerd on the internet, and maybe it's a little dorky of me, but I'd like to keep that stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot happening. People are planning events. There's going to be a run. He did a run every Saturday around Diamond Head, so there's going to be one this Saturday. There's also a larger event on May 10th coming together. If you want to find out more, basically you can Google him, Ryan Suinaga, and mm-hmm. find all this information.
Correct.